The New York Council on Problem Gambling says 5% of New Yorkers are already classified as problem pathological gamblers. The group's Michelle Haddon expects that number to rise if the referendum to permit potentially thousands of new slot machines and hundreds of new blackjack and roulette tables in the state is approved.
Anytime there's an expansion of gambling and it's available and there, we're going to see some folks get into trouble with it.
The group is neutral on whether voters should say yes or no to the gambling expansion and does not condemn gambling, conceding that many people enjoy it as a harmless pastime. If the new casinos are approved, there is a provision in the new law to require that casino operators contribute $500 per slot machine or gaming table to a fund to help gambling addicts. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.